We're starting a new Torah tonight. I'm going to try to start it and to finish it. It's Hashem. Unfortunately, again, this Torah is Miloshin HaChaverim, and unfortunately here, Rav Nosson Zal didn't add on any of his own. He didn't rehash it, so part of it is a little unclear. We'll try to explain it the best we can. Interesting, here he doesn't mention at all that it's Miloshin HaChaverim. In Likutei Halachos he does, and he uses a very strong word. He says, even though the Lashon is very much, just a second to see the exact words that he uses, Ki ha'afum nam shehatera azois hi miloshna chaverim, sheloi nichtevo yofo klal, it wasn't written well at all, afal pikein, hamedaktik umayim bo, one who will study it closely, yimtso gam shom hakdomois v'chidushim nifloim, ki kol dibor v'dibor sheyotza mipi rabbeinazal, omoik v'noira ma'id. Look at the respect for the words of a Rebbe, how he took the words of a Rebbe. Okay, let's go. Teira Ayin Vav, Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph. Rabbeinu Zal bases the Teira on the Pasuk in Chumash that begins the Akedah. Vayihi achar hadvorim ho'ele. It was after these items had taken place. V'ho elekim niso es Avraham. And Hashem tested Avraham Avinu. Isa b'tikune zayar, tikun ayin, daf kuf yud ches samar aleph. It is brought in the Tikkun Zayar, in the last Tikkun, Mi Sitra Diyamino, Meicho Chivro Kikaspo. On the right side, Kaviyachel, the Meichin over there are white, like silver, silvery white. Hahudichsiv Zera Avraham Oyhavoi. And it's about that the Pusik says, the children of Avraham, my beloved one. Avraham is the Isha Chesed, Oy Havai, Ahavo, an union of Chesed, the Meichen on the right side are very white, because we know that there's Meichen the Abba and Meichen the Imo. There's Meichen that come from Chesed, there's Meichen that are an union of Din. The Zohar Kodesh says that me Sitra di Yamina, Meichel Chivro Ki Kaspo, period. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain. Hine, the histaklus, when a person looks, note, the word histaklus is a very abnormal word. There's Re'iyah, there's histaklus. Histaklus means to study closely, just like to hear and to listen. There's to see, and there's to see by studying, to stare at, like. Hine behistaklus, in staring at something, in studying something very well with the eyes, yesh oir hayosher v'oir hachayzer. There is a light that goes out, and there's a light that returns. The hispashtus horois hu er hayosher, the expanding of the vision, where the vision leaves from the eyes, we picture this as something that's traveling, a beam of light coming out of a flashlight that goes like this. You'll note, whenever you see a light, you see a plane flying, you see the light goes like this. It branches out. That's called the er hayosher. Ubehagia lirois dovor shechofetz hu er hachayzer. And when the vision arrives at the item that you want to look at, and it returns, that's called Eir HaChayzer. Explanation now. I don't know what to use in spite of this. Different things that you can learn from a Gemara. You picture a Halacha Gemara. What can you put in spite of this and that? The Gemara, in the beginning of Chagiga, I think it's Chagiga, discusses what's the definition of Sheiter. And the Gemara discusses a whole different set of things. Different things. This one says it's this. This one says it's this. The Maskon of the Gemara is that Sheiter is one who loses what's given to him. In other words, you give him something to hold or whatever, and he loses it. That's called Sheiter. That's what the Gemara says. And you picture any person studying himself, every person who attends Shiurim of a Talmud Chacham Amiti and everything, you're given stuff, you're given a lot of Chidushei Torah, and you lose it. What person can't classify himself as Bechina Sheiter? In other words, we look at this word as being such a dirty word, it applies to real nuts. You know, you got to look far and wide to find the Sheiter. Look in a mirror, you find a real Sheiter. One who isn't capable of retaining. In other words, we're not talking about if he gave you like a car, a toy car to hold. He gave you a diamond. In other words, each Dvar Torah, each shear is a diamond. If you see that you can't contain, you can't retain it, it means there's a bechina of Sheiter there, meaning there's a bechina of Ruach Shtus, there's a lack of competency, capability within the brain that allows you to lose that. Because if the brain were at full capacity, it wouldn't be physically, the metzius wouldn't exist to lose it. First has to daven, Hashem, take me out of the category of Sheiter. In other words, I'm not saying that I'm not the most smart person. The Gemara, like the dirtiest word that the Gemara uses as far as lack of brain power is Sheiter. And I look at myself, I see I fit the description perfectly. Sheiter is one who loses what's given to him. That's me. That Gemara is talking about me. And the person knows how to daven by Hashem. Okay. Rabbi Nezal says, "Hine bistaklus yet." Oh, we're up to the brackets. Ki ikara kliach harois. The main concept of vision is machmas shekliach harois. Machmas shekliach harois hilech umispashet. Because the power of sight goes out and expands. Umake bedovor hanira, and it strikes the item which is being visualized. V'chizer hakliach harois, and the power of the of vision returns. Machmas hahakor, because it struck against something, it bounces back lo enayim to the eyes. V'nitztayer hadovor boenayim, and the item becomes visualized within the eyes. V'oz hoenayim roenes hadovor hanira. That's how the eye sees something that's seen. In other words, we look at things, nobody ever stops to think what actually takes place. The eyes are a shaliach. You have to picture a little man that runs out from the eye, that bounces off whatever you're looking at, and runs back, and brings back with him the image, and that image gets constructed, reconstructed within the eye. Kimavur heitev, as was explained very, very well, if you recall, Le'el b'simen yud gimel in Teri yud gimel, where Rabbeinu Zal, the Teri that's called Ashrei Hashgocha, where Rabbeinu Zal explained the whole concept of Hashgocha from Hashem, that it's a concept of Hashem looking, and the light bounces back, Kaviyochel, Bnei Yisrael become visualized within Hashem's eyes. Whereas by the Goyim, the Umay Salam, the light goes out, but Hashem doesn't bother to retrieve it, like it's half arois, it's chatzi arois. If you recall, Rabbeinu Zal had explained that in that Teri. Nimtza, so what do we see from here? That there exists within vision a power that goes out to see and a power that returns. The power of expansion of vision from the eyes to the object that's being visualized. That's the concept of Oyer HaYosher. The hakoas horois bedovra nira, the striking of the vision against the item that's being visualized, shal yidezeh choizra dovra le'enov, which causes the item to be retrieved back into the eye, v'nitztayer be'enov, and it becomes an image forms within the eye, shal yidezeh ikur hora'iya kanal, that's the main part of vision. In other words, that's the most important part, because if a person can only, the beam of light can only go out and can't come back, it's nothing. You don't see the item. It's on the return that you really get your benefit. Zehu bechinas oir hachoizer, shechoizer vishov horaois li'enav, whereby the vision returns back into the eye. It goes out, the messenger goes out, and he comes back, he returns successfully to his place of origin. You look in the Gemara, the halacha of shliach, in other words, Rebbe Zal used to say this many, many times, if he sent somebody to do something, when is the shlichus completed? When you call up and say, I did this in the asylum. Until you call up, it's nothing. It's like you didn't do, oh, somebody sends you on a mission, do this for me. You go, you do it, fine, you forget to call back. And you have to think honestly, that's baloney. That's shlucha shaladam kemoisai. Meaning, when do I know I completed an item? When it arrives in my brain, then the thought that I completed it. If you're doing it for me, same thing has to hold true. If you're doing it for me, it's when I know that it's done, that your shlichus is completed. So by the vision, when is an item seen? When it's returned back to its place of origin. Now, V'Hashem Yisborach Baruch Hu, Av She'enoi Nitfas, B'Shum Mido, although, Kaviyochel, Hashem definitely cannot be contained within any type of boundary, Ach, Kedei L'Shaber Ho'ezen, in order for it to be explanatory, where a person's ears would be able to understand it, Nemar Boi Gamkein, the Torah also uses a lotion about Hashem, Ki Rom Hashem, Hashem is very, very great, V'Shofol Yireh, one who is low, Hashem looks at, Hashem sees, u'gevoya, whereas one who is arrogant, mimerchak yeyedo. Hashem only wants to know him at a distance, meaning, yireh hu bechinas oir hayosher. The term yireh here in the pasuk refers to oir hayosher. Mimerchak yeyedo. Yeyedo means to be known. That's talking about a concept of Oir HaChezer, returning, Yeyedo, to be acknowledged within the brain, period. So we see a concept of Oir Yosher and Oir HaChezer even regarding Hashem. Ki ikra hayedia leida ma shehuraya, because the main understanding for a person to know what he's looking at is only through the Oir HaChezer. Shehi bechinas ma shechezer hakoyach ra'is la'enav. The fact that the vision returns to the eyes, V'alkein, Rabbi Nizal says, this will explain why lefamim hodam roya izadover be'enof mamish. A person sees something with his eye, it's placed right in front of his eye, v'afal pikein eino yoidea mahu roya. He doesn't know what he has seen. What kegoin, for example, kishimavi rene izadover lefneyenov, b'mihiros godoil, when something is passed before a person's eyes very quickly, that's a perfect example whereby the eye has seen it, but yet he doesn't know what he has seen. It's not within das. Why? There wasn't enough time for the vision to complete its round trip, to go out and to come back, and to construct the image within a person's mind, to give him time to get to know the item. As if you recall, Rabbi Nizal explained in Teres Samach Hei, this concept of something being brought, where it's conceivable for something to be passed by quickly, and you don't notice it. Why? Because there isn't enough time for the vision to go both ways, to make the round trip. Ayin Shom. Nimtza. So what do we come out with from here? Shehayedia. Mashiyedea mahu roya, ze bechinas er hachezer. That when we say to know something, that's totally in the Eir HaChezer. If the Eir Yosher alone completes its mission, you still don't know the item. It's when the Eir HaChezer is completed, that's when it's already Yediyah, which is a very interesting concept, period. Next, Veda, and Rabbi Nizal says you should know, Shehistaklus Yiseh Keli, that looking at something with intensity actually creates a Keli. Dahainu, Gvul Uzman. Whenever we use the term Keli, Keli means Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum, there are basically two Tzimtzumim in the whole physical world. One is Mokim, the next is Zman. Here Rabbi Nizal is using the word Gvul. Gvul is the Tzimtzum of Mokim, boundaries, and Zman, time. Whenever you look at something carefully, you create a Keli, which means a concept of Mokim and Zman. Why? Kimikoidem Ra'isei Hadavar, before the person saw the item, the item was boundless. And when the person sees the item, the item takes on a gvul, a concept of mokim. This is what the Gemara says in Yuma. Hashem gave the Jews mon in the desert, in order to make them suffer. The Gemara says, what kind of suffering was involved with the mon? The Gemara says, "Ki einoi doime mi sheroye vaichel lemi sheinoi roye vaichel." There's no comparison at all between a person who can see his food and eats it, whereby he derives pleasure from it, to a person who can't see and eats, where there's zero pleasure. The Gemara learns out, "Mikan shesuma ein lo yiseva." A blind person is never satiated. A person who can't see has no satiation canal. The maskona of the Gemara over there is micro. What's the pasuk to prove this, to back this up? Toiv mare einayim mehalech nefesh. That the vision of the eyes are very good, it's very important, because that's what controls mahalech nefesh. The walking of a person walking to be led on the right path is totally in the marei naim, meaning that the whole halicha of the nefesh comes from the marei naim. Now, what does the nefesh exist on? On food. The Gemara says over there, so food, it requires marei naim. Food requires that the eyes should see it. Ki bekoyach hara'ois. It's with the koyach hara'ois that a person gives his nefesh a path to go on. He knows how to walk straight. That's the concept of being within a boundary. If a person can't see clearly, he stumbles. He walks to the right and left. The person who sees clearly walks a straight line. That's this concept of gvul. When a person sees something and sees it well, he creates a boundary. He knows that this item is contained within so much space. Period.
Which one of these things in brackets? That's
from those all probably. That's what I would say. I'm not positive. Usually you can tell when it's him here. I'm not really positive. Although probably I'd say.
So instead of writing the whole thing over.
He put in some explanations. Could be. Okay. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "Bezehu bechinas malas habitochin." This is the concept of bitochin in Hashem. Now let's define the word bitochin. What does bitochin mean? Ki habitochoin hu bechinas histaklos. Bitochoin means a concept. What's the Hebrew word bitochoin? Security. What's security? To check out every single thing. Open up, look at every single thing. Not let anything get by your eyes. That's bitochoin. That's the Hebrew word bitochoin, as they use it in modern Hebrew. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki habitochoin hu bechinas histaklos. Bitochoin is an inyan of histaklos. Looking, staring at. Shemistakel v'tzayfe be'inov la'Hashem yisporach levan u'boiteach boy, that Hashem looks with his eyes. He has his eyes turned only to Hashem, and he believes in Him. He trusts in Hashem. Bitochen security. Bitochen means trustworthy. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Einei choil eilecho yisaberu, all eyes are turned to you. Ki al yidei ha-histaklus bebitochoin gam kein oisekeli. Because when a person looks at Hashem with a feeling of trust, he's positive that Hashem is his provider, oisekeli, that person creates a keli, dahainu gvul uzman, a boundary and a time frame in which Hashem should give him whatever he needs. Why? Rabbi Nizal explains, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Toiv Hashem lakoil, Hashem is always good. Ki ha-hashpo yoyredes melamalo tomid. The shefa is constantly coming down from Hashem. There's never a stop to it. Ach, shehi beloizman, there's no time frame. It's without sinsum. There's no time frame attached to it. Ki lefa'omim, dovor shetzorech loyachshov, yovoi bebezai gimel shonim. At times, a person has worn out a pair of shoes. He needs a new pair of shoes now. There's shoes coming down from Hashem constantly, but could be the time frame on the shoes coming down is 2-3 years from now, when it wouldn't do you any good. But by a person looking at Hashem with this feeling of confidence and trust in Hashem, that's when he creates a boundary and a time frame, that the shefa should come back on time. This is already a concept of Oyer Chozer. You're looking and something's coming back to you. It's bringing something back to you. It should come at the time and at the place that you need it. You need $100 from Hashem. There's money coming down, but it's coming down in the middle of the Sahara Desert where there's nobody there now. Unless it's coming down to the right location, the location where you're at, it doesn't do you any good. This is Pshat in the Pesuk in Tehillim. All eyes are turned to Hashem. And that's what causes Hashem to give the person the shefa be'itoy, on time. Pirush, meaning, when a person stares with his eyes to Hashem, the concept of bitochon, stress on the word be'itoy, within the time that the person needs it. Ki habitochon shehu bechinas histaklus, Bitochin, which is this concept of histaklus, that's what creates the keli, the gvul and zman, in order for shefa to come down. And note, Rabbeinu Zal here presented such a fabulous item. In other words, showing you clearly what the problem is. The problem isn't a lack of shefa on the part of Hashem. The shefa is always there. The problem is the creation of kelim. How do you create kelim? Through bitochin. How do you show bitochin? By looking up to Hashem. Looking up Hashem when? In tefillah, oidia emunoscha befi. Rav Nosson Zal keeps emphasizing in Likutei Halachos that bitochin is garbage, it's baloney. You can't say that you stand in the streets and look up. David HaMelech said in Tehillim already clearly that the sign of emuna and bitochin is only bepeh. Only bepeh. It's the mouth that's the keli that receives shefa. Note Hashem says, Onoichi Hashem alekecho hamalcho meretz Mitzrayim. I am the Hashem who took the Jews out of Mitzrayim, and that was the only exceptional case where it was done in Sheloikis Seder, without any tefillah. In other words, the Jews were at such a level where if Hashem would have waited, it would have been all over. Whereas for now, the rule is, Harchev picho v'amalehu. The wider you open your mouth, the more shefa Hashem can put into it. That the keli of bitochin, the ikar keli of bitochin within a person is the peh. Oidia emunoscha b'fi. The emuna and bitochin, those two words are synonymous, are totally in the peh. Vayihi yodov emuna. Note, okay, he stood like this. When? Bitzloi daika at the time of tefillah. In other words, a person could learn this and come out with the wrong idea. He means looking up. You know, whenever you're walking in the streets, That's Tekenit Likuti Halacha is for, to show you what does he mean technically. When does he want you to look up? Dafka at his Spedidus, to turn to Hashem, that kind of look, the hands, the eyes, Eilecha Shitachti, you know, to put it, outstretch your hands, Dafka at a time of Tefillah.
That was explained.
Right, it was explained purely to bring out a concept of Ur Yosha and Ur Chizeh by Hashem, not technically tied into a Balgaiv and a Balanova, just the fact that we see a term Re'iyah, right, and we see a term Mimerchak Yeyedo. Yeyedo means to be known. In other words, a Lashon of Nifal, I don't know exactly which minyan it is, but it has a returning effect. There's Yira and there's Yeyedo. Exactly, that's all.
What do you mean I look up to Hashem to turn his spiders?
This means that, again, this is purely based on feeling. And in other words, what's my proof for this? Again, we were zeichet to have a Rebbe who, in Shiurim, sometimes he gave you a little inclination as to how his spider is supposed to work. Besides which, we have Sparim, Malikuti Allah Chayes Eshtabas and Eshtad, gives you an idea that when a person is davening, if he's davening with sincerity, you'll know that not throughout the whole hour of his spider do you have a feeling to stand like this. But you'll note that if you get involved really with emunah in the tefillah, you'll get a feeling at times of saying, Hashem, help me, and stretching out your hands. It's within the nature of the hand to want to stretch itself out in tefillah, because that's the lashon that's used in the Torah, that David HaMelech stretched his hands out, Hashem, Hashem, help me, that kind of feeling. By the Sfaradim, when they say, they hold their hands out like this, a concept of vayihi yodav emunah, we see it by Moshe Rabbeinu. So too, a concept of looking up at Hashem, looking up at the sky, literally looking up. We know Hashem is everywhere. So in other words, why do we say look up to Hashem? In a, you know, to look up. Why at Poseach Es Yodecho Masbil Echol Chai Rotzoin do the Sifrei Kabbalah say that that's a time when a person should try, if he's near a window, to look at the sky? Why? That's this concept of Enech looking up to Hashem. All eyes are turned up to Hashem. In other words, it's out of respect to Hashem. A person could say, I look down, Hashem is there also. Sure, but then you're making fun of Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. You want to show respect, therefore you look in an upward manner, showing that Hashem is superior to you. In other words, why do we wear a yarmulke on the head? Why not on the feet? To show that Hashem is under you, all over you. The answer is, out of respect, you want to show on top. So here, in his spite of this, there is an inyan of looking up, Hashem help me, that kind of thing. 100%, in a room or outside, either one, concept of looking up to Hashem for Yeshua. Okay. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas mailas his garvus letzadikim. This is the significance of the concept of coming close to tzaddikim. Kiyesh b'chinas tzomo nafshi. There is a concept of the thirst of the nefesh wanting to come close to Hashem. Dahainu kimoi mi shehu tzomei ma'oid. A person who's very thirsty, chas v'shalom, we should never have to know about this. A person who chas v'shalom goes a day or two without drinking chas v'shalom, that person could get so desperate that if he saw a cup of water in front of, if he saw an ocean in front of him, just out of desperation, he's so wild for thirst, although he knows that that's salt water and that could harm him, he's just so mad that he'll drink that. And chas v'shalom, it'll do more harm than good. He can kill himself by drinking that water. So Rabbi Nassau says, just like that, that's the case, Bigashmius, Kemoikein Gamba Voidas Haboris Borach. So too, when it comes to Ruchnius, Yesh Bnei Adam Sheheim Tomid Bebechinas Tzimoin. There are people who are constantly in a state of thirst, thirsting to come close to Hashem. They're plotting to come close to Hashem. V'loim Dim V'oiv Dim Avoidosoi Tomid. And they are doing Avoidos Hashem and learning constantly. V'heim Tomid Bebechinas Tzimoin. And they find themselves constantly in a state of thirst. There's never a Seiva. There's never a seiva, they're never satiated, not even for a minute. There's no menucham. Ki nafshoi shoykakas tamid avodas Hashem yisporach. Because his nefesh is yearning, his shteikikus is yearning constantly for Hashem. Ach, shehu b'loi zman usechel. It's without any tzimtzum, it's without any constriction. Kilef ha'omim, because we know that the rule is, the Gemara says, that at times, bitulei shel teres u'kiyuma, at times, if you'll stop learning for a minute, that stopping is what'll give the whole Torah kiyum. Kemay shekosav, as the pasuk says, eis lasos lashem heferu teirasecho. That at times, how do you do for Hashem? By being mefer the Torah, by putting aside the Torah, that's how you see to it that the whole Torah should have a kiyum. If you're going to try to learn it 24 hours a day without sleep, the whole thing will burst. You'll destroy yourself. It's by bitulei shel Torah at times, that's what gives it the whole kiyum. Vizehu Mailas Hizdapkus Bitzadikim. This is the whole concept of attaching oneself to Tzadikim. Ki heim oisim gvul uzman levalyeh bebechinas simoin. They are the ones who are most competent in constructing a boundary to give a person a time frame for Avodas Hashem. In spite of this, Rabbi Nizal could have said, as much as possible, no. He said, sho'o meyuchad. He could have given you any place. He said, cheder meyuchad, a private room, a private place. A place, tefillah, comes to tefillah and shul. Where do you daven? Any place in the shul? No. Mokoyim kavua. You have to have a tzimtzum of mokoyim and zman, or else it's chas v'sholom pen yirsul alas Hashem. Tefillah, shachris has to be at a set time. Mincha at a set time. Ma'ariv at a set time. In a set place. In shul. Within shul, in a set place, a mokoyim kavua. Dalet amos, your own private place to daven Hashem. Where if you try to daven in your Rebbe's mokoyim kavua, it's not going to help you, it's going to hurt you, Rabbi Nizal says. Only in your own place, that's the place to daven. And that's the whole concept of Hizkaravus to Tzadikim, because if a person maintains close contact with them, they'll guide the person as to how much time and where his time is and where his place is. How much time to spend on Avodas Hashem, how much time to be Mevatel, what to do, what not to do, this whole concept. V'zeh pirush ha-posuk, this is pshat in the posuk, tzomo nafshi l'leikim l'keil chayoi. My nefesh thirsts for Hashem, for the Hashem who is alive. Zeh bechinas simoin, this is the concept of thirst. Has the pasuk continue? Mosai ovoi, when will I arrive? V'lo yehei bebechinas simoin, and I won't. I'll get myself out of this category of simoin. Ve'ere penei elokim, and I'll be zeichet to see the penei elokim. Note, Rabbi Nizal says v'ere daiko, dahainu she'ezke she'tiyeh ho avoida bebechinas ri'io. When will I be zeichet that my avoida will be like vision? Meaning, she'azayhu bebechinas gvul uzman koroi. Vision is already an Indian of creating a gvul and zman. Ba'azai einoi bebechinas simoin kanal. Then a person takes himself out of the category of simoin. Now note, we would say offhand that based on what we learn generally, this is fabulous. A person should always thirst for Hashem. The answer is definitely true, but within boundaries. If you do it too much, you're dead, chas v'shon. The Tikkun Ezra says this is the whole side of the lave. We said this many times, but it doesn't hurt to repeat it because you have to have this clear. This is the whole union of the lave and the lungs, the heart and the reya. What's the word for lungs? Reya, re'iya, the exact word here, this concept of tzimtzum of gvul and zman, this Rabbi Nizal brings. This whole concept of tzimtzum, air conditioning, the item that cools off is the reya, which is miloshin re'iya. Why? Because the heart is fire, it's constantly burning to come close to Hashem, and it's pumping, it's beating fast, generating heat, and it could destroy chas v'shalom. This tzimoin could destroy. There has to be the palm in bituay shelter. There has to be the air conditioning system, the lungs, the hey kamfei reya, the chamisha chum shei teira. Or in actuality, what is the reya? Because we know the Gemara says hey oini isla reya, that there are five branches to the reya, but how many are there in actuality? Six. The Gemara says in Chulin that actually there is a sixth one. What is the sixth one? What's it called? The Varda, Vav, Reish, Dalid Aleph. The Varda is an extra piece to the lung, like, which is considered a branch. It's not considered a branch. Rebbe Zal once mentioned the Varda is Begimatria Rebbe. That's the sixth one. That's the sixth one within the lungs. The Rebbe is always the Vav, Vinyan of Yesoid. And note that he's the air conditioning system. He's the one who provides a Gvul and Zman. That's the lungs. The Heyon Yisrael, which is the Chamishachem Sheitera, the Vav, the sixth one, is the Rebbe. That's the one who really puts a check on the Tzimoyim. This is one of the things he once said on a Friday.
The Dalet
Hey, Dalet Aleph.
Varda. On the thirst.
Sorry, Reish Yud Aleph Hey. Whereas Re'iyah is Reish Aleph Yud Hey. It's the same exact letters. Asman the name, Asman the name. Okay, period.
What does
Tzimoyim
mean?
Thirst.
Are these people considered that they're not close to the Tzadikim, and the Tzadikim gives them something to be satisfied about?
Which people?
These people who are constantly thirsting. These people, do they need the Tzadikim?
This is what he's saying. This is why it's so important to come close to the Tzadikim, because you have people who are really good. They want to come close to Hashem. They're thirsting and thirsting, and their whole life they remain in a state of thirst because they never know when they're doing enough. They never know when to say that, hey, I had a good day today. Whereas a person who's makusha to the tzaddik knows what to tell him. The tzaddik tells him an hour of his spider. This why? Because monkey, if you're going to try to do 2 hours, you're going to fail. You're going to fall into atzvus, and you're going to mess the whole thing. You're going to make a chont out of it. You're going to make a mess out of your whole avodas Hashem. If he gives you a boundary, spend an hour on a spider. This 15 minutes on this, 20 minutes on this. Then you know already, seva. You know when to be full and when to be thirsty. You know when you're doing right and when you're doing wrong. Whereas the other way, it's hefker. You never know when to be satisfied. You never know when you did good. You never know when you did bad.
There's this physical connection that belongs on the tzaddik and the condition cool. What do you see also that tzaddik keeps the person at a warm level, that it shouldn't be too cold? Like, what do you see like the opposite effect? You know?
The answer is that there's no question about it, that he gives, the tzaddik gives a person a void to do where he can stay cold.
I see how always should you say the tzaddik represents the long
time. You don't. No, this item shows one aspect of the tzaddik, acting as an, you know, the way he's presented here. In other places, you see that the words of tzaddik are what arouse you, his sirus. The tzaddik is his chaskus. In one sense, he tells you when to be satisfied. At the same time, he tells you never to be satisfied, always to want to go higher. Imesak shemayim shamata v'atzeh shemineko. You know, both. Both are functions of the Rebbe. Where do we see that the Rebbe also serves a cooling function? By this varda, by the lungs, the six branches of the lungs.
This is like how did Rebbe get advice from Hashem when he was going too fast?
He developed a close enough relationship whereby Hashem advised him. We say now at Tefillah the Sakneinu, Hashem advises. What does this mean? To get a cablegram? Yeah, not physically, not on paper. To get a cablegram into your brain where the person gets a feel for it, to know what's too much, what's too little. That's what it is. Okay. Now note an interesting item. Rabbi Nizal brought, he spoke about the union of bitachin, and he said that's the union of Mosai Ovoi Veiroa Penei Elikim. When will I be zeched to get to see the ponim of Elikim? The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that what's the ponim of Hashem? We have it. In other words, again, we discussed many terms, the achirayim of a name of Hashem, the milui, the this, the that. There's another term in Sifrei Kabbalah called the ponim of a name. If you recall, we spoke about ani rishon v'ani achroin, balodei elikim. What's the ponim of a name of Hashem? For example, the name of Hashem, yud kei vav kei, the ponim of it is, ochr means the back, what's behind of, ponim means what's in front of. In front of Yud, in the Hebrew alphabet, is the letter Tes. In front of K is Dalid. In front of Vav is Hey. In front of K is Dalid again. So the ponim of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei is the letters that come before it. What's the ponim of the name of Hashem, Elikim? The ponim of Elikim is... The ponim of Elikim is... What letter comes before Aleph? There is no letter. Aleph is the first letter, so the ponim of Aleph is Aleph. What's the ponim of Lamed? Chaf. What's the ponim of K? Dalid. What's the ponim of Yud? Tes. What's the ponim of Mem? Lamed. Just a second. No, because that's an end letter. It stays that way. In other words, this is Mem Seifis. This isn't regular Mem. So it's Aleph, Chav, Dalid, Tes, and the Mem. The end of Mem doesn't change. The Aleph doesn't change. Because it's an end letter. There's no ponim to an end letter. There's no letter that comes before it. You understand? We're talking about the letter that's right in front of it. By the end letters, there is none. Period. It's a different category. Huh? Oh, okay. Could be. Whatever it is. Okay. So the ponim of Elikim is Aleph Chof Dalet Tes Mem. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring this is Marumas in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ki Toivim Doidecho Miyoyim. Ki Toivim Doidecho Miyoyim is Rosh HaTevis Chof Dalet Tes Mem. The Aleph is the Koilo, you understand? That's where you see a remez for this name of Hashem. Ki Toivim Doidecho Miyoyim. Kaviyochel, that the breasts of Hashem are sweeter than wine. In other words, it's a praise of the Torah. It's a praise of the Torah. Okay. And that's Elikim. Elikim is Bino, which is the union of Imo Ilo, the one where the Yenika comes from. Okay. Now, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that this name of Hashem is the Shem Kodosh for Bitochin. I just said, Ki Toivim Doidecho Miyoyim. Doidecho is the place from which you're Yainik from, right? When we want to draw Shefa from Hashem, we draw from the Aim, from the mother, right? We nurse from the mother. That's Dafka, this Shem. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring, you'll add up this Shem, Aleph, Chof, Dalet, Tesmem, 50. It's Bigimatria 74. Exactly. Aleph Chof Dalet Tes Mem, and this is Pshat, and what we say every single day in Uvolat Tzion, we say Bitchu Bashem Adei Ad. Bitchu Bashem Adei Ad. Have Bitochain in Hashem via Ad. Ayin Dalet. That's this Shem Kodesh. Aleph Chof Dalet Tes Mem, the ponim of Elikim. The ponim of Elikim. This is why Rabbeinu Zal in this Torah, when he talks about bitochin, having faith in Hashem, you know, this whole concept of emun in Hashem, and looking the histaklus bitochin, mosai ovoi ve'eroe penei elekim, that the re'ir, this is the whole concept of receiving shefa via the penei elekim. You understand? Mosai ovoi in Tehillim. We say it in Tikkun HaKloli. Just a second, it's Kapitel Membeis in Tikkun HaKloli. Someone asked you, "Lakim elchay, Mosai ovoi ve'ra pnei lakim hoyseli demosi lechem yom v'leila." You know, it's one of the first opening guns of one of the first paragraphs in Tehillim.
And I think he typed the definition. Was the aleph?
It's not the aleph. Is a kolel. You understand? Okay. The aleph is a kolel.
The question adayad means through ad.
Yeah, literally it means eternally. Bitcho Hashem adayad forever.
Oh, I see. So this
what's al pi kabbalah exactly?
This is considered a separate shem of Hashem.
The ponim of
Elikim,
and there's the ponim of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the ponim. Others. These are all people think that we know so much. We don't know anything. I'm saying we haven't started yet in talking about these things. Shemus of Hashem to understand all the different combinations. And look at the knowledge that these Mikubolim had. Not that they sat down with calculators. This was Ruach HaKadosh, where Hashem opened up the Tefillah to them. Tefillah was made by who? By Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. They weren't Misnagdim. They were Mikubolim. Every word in the Tefillah is Al Pi Kabbalah. Ki Lo Yozafto Dorshecho Hashem, the last letters Tav Chof Hey, everything, every word there is Seidus of Kabbalah and the Tefillah. That's how lucky we are that we were given the privilege to have these Tefillah, Shachros Mincha Mare, where we know that every word there is Molei Seidus. Okay. Next. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Al Kain, therefore, Bechol Yoim Voyoim, every single day, Tzorech Hischatshus Hamoichin. A person has to see to be Mechadish himself, to renew himself. Kamo Yishekosev, as the Pesuk says, Chadoshim Labikorim Rabo Emunosecho. That the person has to renew himself every morning, how? Through an increase in Emuna. This concept of Hischatshus. When there's Tzimoin, when a person's in a constant state of thirst, there's no room for Hischatshus. It's when you go to sleep at night and you take a break, that Bitul Torah allows you next morning to start fresh, to start brand new. Ukamay Shekosven, as the Pesuk says, HaMechadesh B'tuvoy B'chol Yom Tomei Ma'aseh Bereishis. Rabbeinu, now they explain, Ki Chiddush HaMoyach Dahayinu Shezoich L'Seichel Chodosh. The whole concept of Chiddush HaMoyach, whereby a person is Zoich to a new, a refreshment of the Seichel, V'Sichloi Hoylech V'Godol B'chol Pam, and his brains increase every day, advance every day, Zehu B'chinas Re'iyah. That's a concept of vision. Why? Ki Yedias HaSeichel Hu B'chinas Re'iyah. The whole concept of knowledge is an inyan of vision. Sheyoidea umeivin hadovar albruyoi. The person understands an item so well. Keilu roya oisai beinov bereiya yofe. When you're taught 2 + 2 = 4 in school, when you're a little boy, how do they teach it to you? They don't teach it to you conceptually. They take two things, they show it to you visually, and they take two other things, show it to you. They put it together. You see 4. Then when you get advanced, you have this yedi in your head, you know 2 + 2 = 4, as though you see it. Why? Because you're reverting back, you remember that when you were a little kid it was shown to you, therefore now you have it be yedi, you have the picture in your mind, that's what gives you that das now. So Rabbeinu Zal says that the whole concept of das is an inyan of re'iyah, it's totally in an inyan of re'iyah. As the Pesuk says, their eyes were opened up. Vatipokachno is pikeach. Pikeach is a chacham. That the seichel was the eyes. Upirish Rashi al Shem HaChochma Nemra, that this is talking about Chochma. Kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal kama pamim, as is brought in Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim many times. Ubekoyach ra'ois yesh beis bechinois. In the concept of vision, there are 2 categories. Kimi shekoyach ra'ois shelo yofe, a person who has good vision, yochoy lirois mei rochoik, can see very far, at a distance. Ve'ein tzorech lehiskari v'ladovar shetzorech liois. He does not have to come close to the item that he wants to see. But a person whose vision is not powerful, who's tzorech lehiskarev, he has to be close to the item, plus he has to stare at it in order to see it well. Another person just looks for a second. He knows exactly what he's looking at because his vision is better. A person who doesn't have good vision has to come up close and then squint and then stare at the item to be able to really see what it is. Rabbein Azal says, Kein ba'avodas Hashem yisborach, so too in serving Hashem. Yesh mi shemoich litzach, there is a person whose brain is very clear, v'yochel hispalel oylilmoid b'li iyun, and he can learn and daven without having to pressure, without having to push to be ma'ayin, to study it that carefully. In other words, at a glance, his Torah and Tefillah is pretty good. Just that coming out in its normal fashion, without super pushing. Whereas there's another person who has very great difficulty in talking to Hashem spontaneously. He has to first think for a minute, and then he can say a sentence. Then he has to pause again and think, and then he can say another sentence. And this person, if he'll try to speak before thinking for a minute, his words will be without any brains, it won't make any sense. We have these two different categories, one who's better in learning and davening, one who's much weaker to the point where he can't say a sentence in tefillah without first thinking out exactly what he would want to say, or else the sentence won't make any sense at all. This is the concept of achar hadvorim, behind the dibur. Meaning, we always say the Indian of achire is an Indian of din, pegam, you understand? That's a concept of moichin de katnus, shehein bechinas dinim, which is another term for din. A person whose seichel is clear, who begadlus hamoichin, he's in a state of gadlus hamoichin, v'hu bechinois rachamim v'chasodim. He's the opposite of din. He's an Indian of chesed. Kemayim archachomein uzal, as the Gemara says, gedoylo deyo shenitno bein beishemois. The Gemara says, you know how great das is? Das is as great as the Beis HaMikdosh. Because just like by the Beis HaMikdosh, it says, just a second, mochoin l'shiftecho po'alto Hashem, Mikdosh Hashem Kainu Yodecho. The word Mikdosh is found in between two names of Hashem. Das is as great as the Beis HaMikdosh. How do we know? Because the word Das is also found between two names of Hashem. Ki Kel Deyois Hashem. We see that the word Deyois Das is found between two names of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says, Kimaim Rachachomein Zal Gedoyla Deyosh Shinetam Ben Beis Shemois Ki Kel Deyosh Shenemar Ki Kel Deyois Hashem Vekel Hu Chesed. Kael is the name for Chesed, Kemoi Shekosov, Chesed, Kael, Kol Ayoim, V'Hashem, Hu Rachamim, and Hashem is Rachamim. So you see that Das is an Indian of Chasodim. Das is an Indian of Chasodim. Kemoi Shekosov, Rachmecho Rabim, Hashem. So we see that Yud Kei Vav Kei is an Indian of Rachamim. Kael is Chesed. Das is right in between. So Das is an Indian of Chesed. Lack of Das is an Indian of Moichin de Katnus, an Indian of Din. Ach, Rabbeinu Zal says, however, Yafshir lehispalel b'seichel tzach. It's now, okay, so we know that there's these two categories. There's a person who has seichel tzach, there's a person who doesn't. How do you get to seichel tzach? How do you get to the seichel tzach to be able to daven that well? Rabbeinu Zal says, Ach, Yafshir lehispalel b'seichel tzach, ad sheyoshuv b'tshuvo shleimo al chatov. It's impossible for a person to be able to daven with a clear seichel until he does complete tshuva for his sins. Kemoy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, umol Hashem es levavcha, Hashem will purify your heart. The targumay, and the targum on that pasuk is veyadi Hashem yos. Dipshus libcha, Hashem will clean out the foolishness in your heart. So we see that how do you purify the brain? Through tshuva. The pasuk over there is talking about tshuva. You know, that whole paragraph over there in Chumash is talking about the Indian of tshuva, the Chodesh Elul. Obeize tshuva ne'emar. What type of tshuva are we talking about here? B'tshuva me'avo. We're talking about tshuva me'avo. Shelo yishoer shum roishem klal. When a person does tshuva me'avo, there isn't even a trace of tipshus that remains within his heart. That's the type of tshuva that can remove any vestige of foolishness from a person's heart. How do we know this? Kemaim rachazal, as the Gemara says, Nyuma, the Gemara says, there's a pasuk, shuvu bonim shevavim erpe erofe mishuvasam. The pasuk says, Hashem says to Bnei Israel, return, my sons who have strayed. I will cure you, I will purify you from what you have had to return from. The Koshe, the Gemara says over there that it seems difficult to understand. Shevavim mashma demei Shevavim Mashmadame Koro Baloishum Roshim. The term Shevavim means small children. Now, a small child, generally, when he makes a mistake and it's corrected, there's no trace left. Because he's small, you don't hold a grudge. There's no concept of holding a grudge against a small kid. The Kosha, the Gemara says over there, the word Shevavim Mashmadame Koro Baloishum seems to imply that even in the beginning, it didn't leave any major imprint. Whereas the term Hashem says, I will cure them, is mashma, that they will be left a roshem, meaning Hashem will cure them from the punishment, meaning you do a crime, you get punished, and Hashem says, if you do tshuva, I'll give you a refuah for your punishment, which is mashma, that there was punishment for it, it did leave an imprint. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? Umeshani, the Gemara answers over there, kan me'avo, kan me'ira. When a person does tshuva me'avo, he's zeicher to the madrega of shuvavonim shevavim, like a youth who says, I'm sorry, where the whole thing is forgotten. When a person does tshuva me'ira, there it requires einshim still, but Hashem promises you, I'll cure you, I'll give you a refuah for the einshim, but it still requires einshim. So we see that tshuva me'avo is an inyan where there's no reishim left, there's no imprint of the tipshus of the sin remaining. Because when a person does tshuva me'avo, there doesn't remain any mark or imprint whatsoever. There's no mark of what? Of the tipshus libcha, that word that we used before, the pigamin sechel. And the person is given sechel tzach, a clear sechel. And the person is given the potential to be able to daven without having to think super deeply. He's given the meichin automatically, sort of. It comes to him automatically. And he's given the power to be mechadesh his meich every day, which again is an inyan of zman, gvul. A whole day is finished, tomorrow I start fresh. Hayoim ani maschil avoy desbori. Today I'm going to start fresh. If there's no concept of day and night, if there's just straight simoin, there's no concept of nu haschola. It's when you know that yesterday was a day, I'm finished with it. I was bad yesterday, today I'm going to start fresh. That's what allows the whole concept of tshuva, the whole concept of hischanshus. Period. Now Rabbi Ezal says, v'zeh pirush ha-posuk, we're just going to finish, it'll take another minute. V'zeh pirush ha-posuk, this is pshat na-posuk, v'yihi achar hadvorim pirush. What does this mean? Odom shehu tamid b'shaveh, a person who is always the same. He never changes, meaning she'enoy yochoy lovoy l'hischachus ha-moichin. He can't bring himself to hischachus ha-moichin because shehu b'katnus ha-moichin. This person finds himself, rachmona letzlan, in a state of katnus ha-moichin. Shehu b'chinas elikim dinin. That's a concept of elikim din. Shezeh b'chinas achar hadvorim hanal. This is the concept of achar hadvorim, which we touched on before. V'ho Elokim Niso. Hainu. What does this mean? The word Niso means to test. The word Lenasois also means Lahagbia, to lift up. V'ho Elokim Niso. The Hainu Lenasois Ulahorim. Es Bechinas Hamoichin de Katnos. If the person wants to be Zeichet, to elevate the Moichin de Katnos within himself, Shehein Bechinas Elokim, for which the nickname is Elokim, the nickname of Moichin de Katnos is Elokim. Ze zeichen al yedei bechinas Avraham.